Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and I really hope you guys had a great weekend. We bring all things home to you each Monday at this 1 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with very talented hosts touching on many different subjects. Page through today to find a topic that may interest you. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. Today's show, Honey, I Forgot to Measure for the Couch, is brought to you by Always Losi. There's nothing wrong with loving on your sleep environment. Treat it to a one-of-a-kind custom-made linen set that's designed to wake up a sleeping decor. Add style through colorful and well-designed pillowcases, decor pillow covers, throws, and more. Visit Always Losi at alwayslosi.weebly.com. That's www.alwayslosi.weebly, which is weebly.com. This spot can be yours. Tell the listeners about your business or your craft by becoming a show sponsor. Visit the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page for more information. So, how big is not measuring for new furniture, especially a couch, going into a room in your home? We need to talk. Listen to this story. It's delivery day, and the new couch is coming. It has been 4 long months since you ordered it, and you are ready to dance in the street because today is the day. Today is delivery day. You shopped for a month before finally settling on this one. You're ready. The delivery people are ready, and the finance company is ready because they have already called you about the first payment. The delivery man calls you to make sure someone is home because you are their next stop. Pride is rising, and yep, here they come. You run down the stairs to greet the delivery team and sign the bill of sale. They walk back to the truck as you scurry up the stairs to pick up the area rug. And bam, here they come. Pillows come first. And then the moment of truth. But the phone rings. You run to answer it. And you tell your mom, listen, I'm going to call you back. The team is here delivering the couch. But you wonder, why isn't the delivery team in the door yet? Then it happens. The team cannot get the couch inside the front door. What? That simply cannot be. They better twist and turn, lift and lower, and add a few acrobatic moves to get that $900 couch in the door, you think. They work with it, but simply cannot get it past the front door. You ponder removing the door frame like that makes any sense. Finally, after 40 minutes, you and the team decide to put the couch in the garage until you think of a way to get the couch in the house. What are you going to do, you think? If only you'd listened and measured like your dad suggested. Now you sit with a $900 couch in the garage and an empty space in the family room where the old couch sat before it was relegated to the curb, and you have a headache. Maybe if these were the first steps you took, the garage would not have a new tenant. Before you buy, consider these questions. Consider answering these questions. Think about it. Number one, will the furniture fit through the doorway, both common doors and yours? That's either an apartment or a home. Will it fit through the door? Will the hallway size allow the team through with your new couch? will the hallway sides allow the team to work around the stairway? Can they work around the stairway? Is the room or the space ready for the new item? Have you picked up the area rugs? Is it ready for it? Have you moved the other chairs? Isn't it sad that this new couch owner will have to wait to enjoy her $900 couch? If only she knew these few things. These few things. Number one, using a metal tape measure. The old couch and the space it sits. Make sure delivery is a cinch. Measure the doorway in the apartment or the house, as well as the common doorways in an apartment building. Measure the width of the hallway, even the elevator height, width, and depth, if you have one. Make sure there is room for the delivery team to turn in corners on the stairs. According to the Ashley Furniture measuring worksheet, the sofa length and width should be less than the entryways, hallways, and all doorways to ensure a successful delivery. They will not change. The measurements are not going to change, and the couch is not going to bend. It's a really solid piece, or it should be, a really solid piece of furniture. Take into account the overhead light fixtures, both in the common areas as well as inside your home. Make sure walking through the space comfortably is possible. Write these numbers down and keep them in mind when and take them with you while you're shopping for your new couch. Some other things that you might want to think about also. Check with the store before buying or doing the process before checking out about the return policy. Is there a return policy? Is there a restocking fee? Will they even take it back if something went wrong? Even if it's your fault, you know, not theirs. Couches, because of their price and size, are the elephants in the room. Pretty, but they are the elephant in the room. They get special attention, and everything around them wants to be like them. Most of the time, they lead the design in the room. They can also follow, taking cues from the curtains and the wall colors. But what is needed in a couch is what you need it to be. And the most important thing it will is that it fit literally and into your life. So, before you jump in the van, consider a few more things. Get a few more things nailed down. But while we go through that list, I want to extend an invitation to my listeners to call in and tell me what you think about this. Have you had an experience that a couch didn't fit or needed to go back to the store? Have you had this experience? Give us a call here. It's 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. Okay, back to our list. Before you jump in the van, you know, or the sedan, I guess I'm telling my age, whatever you're going to jump in, make sure, think about these things. What style of couch are you thinking about? There are plenty to choose from. In her book, Decorating Ideas That Work, author Heather Paper lists a few styles, and I kind of set these aside so I could read these to you. The English or club. The English or club has a slightly rounded setback arm. The noble. Inspired by 17th century sofa made for noble, a house in Kent, England, this seating piece has a high straight back and arms that can stand up straight. The tuxedo. I bet you that's a cute couch. Clean lined and contemporary, a tuxedo sofa has straight or slightly flared arms that are the same height as the back. A Lawson. A Lawson sofa has square or rolled arms that reach halfway between the seat and the top of its back, which is slightly arched or straight across. The camelback. A camelback sofa, often used in formal settings, has a supreme line that rises from the arms to a high point in the middle of the back. The Chesterfield. Now, this is formal. This is really formal. Easily identified by his tufted back and rolled arms, the Chesterfield is typically upholstered in leather. The mid-century modern. Square lines are the hallmark of this sofa style, often seen with metal legs that are square or round. And another one that she lists is the Bridgewater. Similar to the club style, this sofa is high setback arms. Its back, though, tends to be straight across and is typically skirted. I would think that that would probably be a formal sort of couch. But there, you know, there are so many styles that I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there are so many that you'll see. If you're going to shop for a sofa, you'll see many more. But it is up to you. What style are you thinking about? If you're not sure what style, ask at the store, because I believe furniture, I have found them to be very helpful. If you have a question or you have an idea of if the couch is going, if the sofa is going into the family room, the living room, they have an idea of what's best to use, or at least they give you some suggestions. Okay. I want to just make sure that I say this because I don't want to leave this out. Because I think couches are so important to a room and to the family, and a great level of comfort is obtained. And by saying that, I don't recommend buying a couch online. And I'll tell you why. You can't touch it, you can't feel it. You can't butt sit on it. I know that we'll talk about what butt sits are later in the show, but that's what I call them. You know, I call them how well will they sit with the fit and sit with the amount of attention that they will get. Oh, that rhymed. All right. And you know, just you can't. I'm not saying that the online, you know, retailers are not good. They have probably, I have seen them. They have beautiful products. But I'm a person that has to touch it. I have to feel it, and I have to sit on it. And I have been to other people's homes and sat on couches, and in my head I wonder, do they lay on this couch? Because I'm having a hard time sitting. I can't imagine, you know, laying on it. So, and it may not meet your needs. There's a few things that you have to think about, too, if you order online. And, you know, it may not meet your needs. You might want to send it back. And sending it back could be sometimes a real pickle. So, but if that's the route that you go, I would still recommend, you know, I would make sure, I would double check with the retailer and make, how will I get this back to you if it's not comfortable, if it doesn't fit into my color scheme, if it doesn't fit into our family life, how will I get this back to you? Okay, with that said, we'll get back to the list. Consider the hue or the colors. Couches come in many colors as well, but consider this. Couches will have a long-lasting life in your home, or I know mine does. Anyway, if a neutral color is chosen, it can take on different looks throughout its life. You know, the new look can refresh your room. My mom did a lot, and I know I've said this many times in previous shows. My mom was good at redesigning and reorganizing a room. You'd go in there, and, you know, you might have pink pillows one month and purple pillows the next. She was good at that. If that's the type of person that you are and you like changing, you like to refresh your room, I think a neutral color would be better as a choice in your color family. Okay, a neutral color is chosen. It can take on different looks throughout the life of the couch. The new look can refresh a room. A neutral color such as a soft blue, beige, taupes, and even white and maybe a few black, because, you know, black and these colors go with everything. You or some grays, solids, or tone-on-tones patterns, this works. This works for the longevity of the couch and you and your family and your home. Selecting a bold color such as red or orange or fuchsia, stripes, or florals can mean a commitment. And for the life of the couch, you may be boxed in. So you may not be able to, you know, put in different hues change, refresh the room with different colors because it just may not fit unless you consider covering the couch. Number three, pick the perfect size. Measure, and measure. If there is a couch that is being replaced, measure it. If that couch sits two and you'd like to seat three, make sure the wider size will fit in the room in the space that it's in. Don't overwhelm a room with big pieces. Don't overwhelm a room with big pieces that just whoosh like that when you walk in the room, you know. No, everything should be kind of scale. Well, that's just my opinion. Everything should be to scale and complement each other. And I believe that in a family room, a living room, and when it's dealing with couches and chairs and tables and things like that in the room. Make sure it's the size you want it to be and that size fits in with the rest of the furniture in the room and keeps the room balanced. Number four, what should it be made of? Well, will the couch be an everyday couch or will it be in a sitting room that is not used much? What fabric is best for everyday couches? Got kids and animals? Durable fabrics such as Performix fabrics, blends, synthetics like microfiber and ultra suede, can be considered. If you want elegance, a lot of people suggest natural fibers like leather, cotton, linen, wool. I found that in my research. Wool. I didn't know couches came in wool, but okay. And they did know that wool is expensive and rather rare. Number five, test for stress and a well put together piece of furniture. Check the frame. House Beautiful says the best frames are kiln dried hardwoods. They say softer wood can be less resistant and easily warped. And check the thickness of the wood that's used. They suggest it be at least 1 inch thick. You can ask the salesperson about joinery. What is joinery? How is it made and what is holding it together? Okay? How is it put together? It should be a solid construct. Was wooden dowels, double wooden dowels, wooden corner blocks, metal screws, and brackets used? Staples, nails, and glue can be used, but as a reinforcement. Not sure that it would, if the entire piece consisted of staples, nails, and glue, if that would be durable for a long time. Look at the legs. Built-ins are better than screw-ins, and I got that from my research. Although I think my couch, and I hadn't had time to check it, I think mine are screw-ins. But it's kind of, screw legs kind of make it easier to move anyway. But they say in my research that I found that screw-in legs are certainly better. I'm sorry, built-in legs are better than screw-in legs. Listen, I want to get you guys in on the conversation. Give us a call here. It's 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. Also, you can join me in the chat room. I told you last show that I was trying to work that out. And it's like walking and chewing gum. And I'm going to do my best. So if you chat in the room and send me a comment in the chat room, I surely will do my best to get back, to get back to you. Okay. Test the springs. What types are used? Apartment Therapy says that the best ones are 8-way. Hand-tied springs or S-shaped springs with wires running from front to back. If you push them, they should be strong and sturdy. What are the fillings of the couch? Is it down foam, Dacron, polyurethane foam? Is the textile and fabric what you need? Is the couch an everyday? And that, we're back to that question about, is the couch an everyday use? Or will it be sitting in the room like, when I was growing up, and I think I told you guys about this, when I was growing up, the couch sat in the living room. It was the living room back in the day when I was growing up, the living room was like a shrine. You didn't sit on the couch. You bowed as you walked through. It was like, I know, I mean, that's a bit of an extreme, but the living room was a room when I was growing up, was a place that you walked through. Daddy sat in it, and my mom sat in it, but when you sat, when you entertained in the kitchen, the garage, or the den, not the living room. So if this couch is going to sit, you know, in a room that's not going to be used, that might be. You may not have to pay as much attention to the textile and fabric. Let's get back to the list. Durable fabrics are fade resistant, mildew resistant, and microfibian. Now, you know, I have a lot, and you guys that are listening that are my friends, you know that Pam has issues with allergies. And that is like when I shop for something, foam or anything like that, I always look at it. Like, I look at the tag to make sure that this is going to work with my allergies because I don't want to deal with that. And I know we had talked about butt sits. That's what I call them. That's not what they're called. They are called rubs. Okay, what is the durability or what is the rubs code? These codes talk about the strength of the fabric. How many sits can this fabric take? Another article at Apartment Therapy suggests looking for at least a 15,000 double rubs code. They say that, you know, they say that's pretty decent. But what's ideal? 30,000 sits or rubs. So the durability of the fabric is important as well. Getting it right the first time is a must, given that buying a couch is like making a small investment. In most cases, it's paid over time. They are a big deal. We should know up front what we need, what we want, and what will give it to us. Make sure the size of everything involved is known. You know, that story that I told you at the beginning, you know, even though that story was a hypothetical story, but can you imagine paying $900 to $1,500 for a couch that does not fit in your doorway? That would not be good. And then on top of, you know, it not fitting, you thinking about what you're going to do, you may have to go back to the store. And I have to say, a lot of furniture companies are really understanding. How understanding? I'm not sure. But these are things that you should touch on and know before and learn during the buying process. Make sure the size of everything is known. I think I said that. Although it may change, make sure you are clear on the delivery date. Then add 2 weeks onto that. Don't wait to the last minute to order your couch, to shop for your couch. Seriously, I would advise a six-month window. Yes, a six-month window. And I'll tell you why. My daughter ordered a couch from a major furniture chain in February of this year, of 2015. It was supposed to be delivered the first week of April. Well, that date moved to the third week of April. Then it moved to May. The couch she ordered still has not arrived. That is the truth. The couch that she ordered still has not arrived. She ended up taking a couch that the company had in a warehouse. It's not the color. It was a different color. It was a different size, and it was a higher price. But because it was their error in the delivery date and the delivery process, they offered to sell her this couch for the same price. So that was good. And then you're not only dealing with the company, but you're also dealing with the finance company. And a lot of times, the finance company is not the furniture store. So they were charging her, accepting that it might have been their error, and they offered her the substitute couch of the different color and the different size, but they at the same price. It worked out, and I have to say, I don't know what the original couch looked like, but I have to say that I do like the gray couch in a tan room. But hey, it works. It's a neutral color, and we can, you know, she can work with the curtains, make them, you know, tan, cream, and gray. And it is very pretty. It is ultra suede. And I have eight grandchildren, so that when her son's cousins are over, you know, that really does kind of work out. And then, I meant to tell you, while she had the couch, when it was first delivered, she was so excited about it, she noticed a spot on one of the cushions. They offered again to substitute the couch. She said, no, no, please, no. they offered, okay, well, we'll bring you a new cushion. Okay, that's what she accepted. So she opted for the cushion because I think at that point she was kind of tired of going through this. This process had started in February, and I don't think it ended until, I want to say, I don't think she got this substitute couch until May. Till June, I think. I honestly think it took that long to get this satisfied. So it is, you know, this is not for the faint at heart. You're ordering a couch. You're ordering a love seat. You're ordering a chaise. Furniture, I'm not sure that most furniture companies deliver within, you know, a given amount of time. If they tell you, because I think my daughter's first delivery date when she ordered the couch in February was April, and that moved. The delivery date moved so many times, and I know that there's, you know, there's a lot that have to do with that. You know, they're not in control of the delivery from their manufacturer. So I understand, you know, that plays into it. So I'm just saying, if you are interested in ordering a couch, take these tips with you and order your couch, and I suggest within a six-month window. Within a six-month window. I hope, you know, I really hope that this was helpful, because a couch is so expensive, and it is a small investment, you know, into your family's comfort. And I honestly think that these things, you know, these things take time. And you got to, you have to know how to do it, how to work with the store, work as they work with the deliverers. And then once everything is clear and everything is good, you have a responsibility to make sure that they can get the piece into your home. And knowing the height, the depth, and the width of common areas in an apartment building or even in your own home, if the sofa's coming through the living room door, the front door, you got to know the measurements. You have to. These are things that you just have to know, and you have to be ready for the deliverers. We want this thing to be easy. I'm sure that every manufacturer, every furniture store wants the delivery easy, because they like the good news. And that good news is you're going to tell someone how easy it was to get a couch from said store and talk about it and spread the word. And they're going to, so that goodwill that they've given you, you know, that will spread, and other people will come. Well, I've got to go to ABC store because that delivery, Sharon told me about that delivery, and it was awesome. So word of mouth, it does matter. So they're going to do everything they can, and we have to do everything we can to make it a successful delivery, a successful purchase. So if you are interested, I did post some of these tips. There will be on the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. You can also get the list. If you are, you know, thinking about shopping at Ashley Furniture, which is where my daughter got her couch, have a worksheet that says quick fit questions, and it says measuring for delivery. This is a good piece of paper, a good worksheet to have if that's, you know, if that's what you're going to Ashley. I'm sure that other furniture companies also probably have their own list. If they don't offer it, you can ask. I always say it is nothing wrong with asking a question. A question just is a question. There's no such thing. Honestly, I don't think there's any such thing as a stupid question. If you're spending your money, you need to ask. And hopefully, you know, the salesperson will be polite and give you those answers. Okay, as I said, I hope that this was helpful to you. You can always read the Facebook page to get more information. And remember that the couch, you know, we've already talked about it. It's your goal is to invest in a metal tape measure or steel tape measure. Heather Paper, in her book, and I want to read what she says about this. She says, Before bringing your seating piece home, make sure that it fits through the front door as well as the doorway to its extended room, you know, less any problems with love seats and sectionals. You have to move the furniture. You have to just move the furniture. It's a problem that you can't prevent simply by carrying a steel measure tape with you when you go to the gym. I have to use it. You have to use your metal measuring tape, and you have to use those numbers. It is imperative that you take the numbers with you when you go shopping. So not only, you know, did Ashley talk about the measuring for the delivery and for where the couch is going to sit, but also an author of a book, Decorating Ideas That Work. She makes sure that this is listed in her, you know, in the chapter on how to choose sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Well, also, I wanted to, I know that we had talked about that apartment therapy had suggested that kiln wood was the best construct for furniture. And I didn't know what kiln wood was. So I want to give you that definition. It is wood dried in a carefully controlled temperature and humidity levels. The goal is to have it moist, having a low moisture content. They also say that other woods, probably if they're not treated, they may warp. But you need to know and ask the salesperson what this piece of furniture is made of. And also, we talked about, well, how is it put together, the joinery. That is a very, good piece of information to have as well. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go to the chat room because I see I have a chat, I think. And I'll be right back. And really, thank you for joining me today. I wanted to take a minute to go to the chat room. I hope I did that right. I'm not sure. This is all new to me, but I certainly enjoy this. I enjoy bringing any information that I can to you, the listening public, to help make your home as enjoyable as it can be. And with less stress, you can shop for furniture for that beautiful home. So, if there are any questions, give me a call. It's 1-347-326-9930. That's 1-347-326-9930. Need to make sure that you guys know I've got a kid to take back to school next week, so there will not be a show. I will not have a show on the 20th. I will be busy moving folks in. But the funny thing is, the show the following Monday on the 27th will be about taking Junior and Josie to college. We will talk all things that may be needed with our kids in college. And the happier they are, the happier we are, because there's less stress for them and lesser stress for us. So I've enjoyed this. I see there are no calls. I do appreciate you tuning in and joining me. Again, I will see you on Monday, July 27th, where we will talk all things taking the kids to school. I will be doing that next week. For Always Losey and all of us here at One Designer, Two Ideas, I'm Pam. Thank you for joining us. But you make sure you can call me the designer.